tell you again. You've heard it a dozen times, babe. And you were there. All right, the short version. It was the last race of the finals, and we were all tied up with one more race to go. Which was fine, because this was Alex's race, and he's my best. But Alex started off by barely keeping up. He was way behind. I was jumping and yelling so hard on the sidelines I almost lost my voice. And yes, my big tits almost popped out of my suit. You never seem to forget that part, do you, babe? Anyway, with one lap to go, Alex makes the turn at the wall and kicks off, and on the first tilt of his head to inhale, the cheeky little bugger winks at me. Yeah, he winked at me right before he just took off, like a torpedo in the water, leaving everyone else in the dust, including that cocky young freshman from... You know what? I'm not even going to mention that other school's name. Anyway, the little shit Alex was just coasting all those laps. He won by a good 13 seconds over everyone else, and beat the record by 8. I know, I still get excited about it. Probably because we still haven't even celebrated the win properly yet. Yeah, all because of what happened afterwards. Of course you remember how all hell broke loose once he got out of the water. The team came rushing at him with pats on the back and slaps on the ass. Then they all bolted towards me and lifted me up on their shoulders and bounced me around. I know you were watching. You were secretly hoping another tit would fall out, weren't you? I saw you, naughty man. But I did wave to you and blow you a kiss, remember? I know you do, babe. But then that asshole who came in second, Chip or Chad or something, got all pissy and started up with Ian. Then Duncan jumped in. Then the coach opened his big mouth. Punches were thrown and it was all-out poolside war. Thank fuck Jason was level-headed enough to carry me off to the side before it got into full swing. It's not like you could have come to my rescue, babe. Anyways, as you know, we were lucky to keep the title after the fight. Especially when the cops showed up and ordered us to get off the premises immediately. That's why the team missed out on the obligatory locker room celebrations. Of course I was disappointed. That's why I was so pleased when you suggested to throw the team a party at our place. I even edged your tiny cock that night for a few seconds. Remember, babe? You'll never forget. Yes, you did please me. And you've been so helpful, too, thinking of all the things the boys might like. Alex has been helping you. Oh, well, he definitely knows what my boys like. Sorry, I'm just nervous. I want them to enjoy themselves and to know how much I appreciate everything they've given to me so far this year. You're positive they will. Well, I'm glad you think so. What do you mean, what about me? I don't need a reward. I'm the best college swim coach in the nation. I've got swimmers from every state reaching out to join my team next year. Even I'm surprised at how eager the responses have been. I'm really looking forward to putting some of them through their paces. I know you do, babe. But seeing my boys happy is all the reward I need. Trust me. What's that face for? Who could that be? The party doesn't start for a few more hours. No, I'll get it. I know you have to head out to pick up the rest of the supplies. It's fine. Go on. Oh, hi. Can I help you? Hey, don't you attend the college where I coach? That's right. You're captain of the baseball team. And you're the basketball captain. And you're the rugby captain. What can I do for you boys? You were sent to help with the party. By who? No, yeah, I do need the help. Of course. Well, Come on in. Why don't you get started in here? Yeah, right now. We only have a few hours. What are you doing? Why are you guys taking your shirts off? If you're hot, I can just turn down the air conditioning. It'll just get hotter. Wait! Don't take your shorts off! What's going on? Yeah, but I think you boys were misinformed. This is a party for the swim team. A private party? For me? You can't mean... Oh dear God, you can't just drop your pants in my living room! Oh, fuck, I could have you boys expelled, you know. Which, from the looks of you, would be a shame. For your teams, I mean. Who told you this was just what I needed? Let me guess. Alex. Your coaches? My colleagues, Coach Martin, Preston, and Alvarez, told you to come over here and... what? Show me how proud they are of my success. By dropping your pants? Not in so many words. Look, guys, you're obviously being pranked or something. My colleagues do that kind of thing. It's just part of me being the only woman in the sports department. Well, yes, I guess all of the school sports teams are now more desirable to new students because of my swim team's championship win, but that's just my job. I don't need my colleagues sending their star players over to kiss my ass. I didn't mean that literally. You volunteered. Well, I'm flattered, really, but even if I wanted to accept your, well, generous offers of congratulations, it's not appropriate. Besides, I have a lot going on right now. I want this celebration for my team tonight to be perfect. They're the ones who put in all the hard work. Yes, everyone on the team has given me their all, and then some. I'm tense because I don't like surprises. Yeah, I guess a drink could help. Yeah, something that goes down smooth to calm my nerves. What the fuck? That was not smooth! What do you mean it just wasn't deep enough? Jesus! I meant a drink to calm my nerves, not a cock! Keep sucking and you'll give me lots to drink! Oh, I do like the way the basketball team shows their appreciation. Oh, yes, it is very different from my boys. But that's not what I meant. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, I just meant I'm not used to having to tilt my head so far back when I look up, taking a cock down my throat. Not that I tingle off of cocks down my throat. I guess the height advantage is for more than just dunking baskets. Oh, you can get so deep just leaning forward and bending your knees a bit. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yeah. Oh, your legs aren't the only thing that's long, are they? Oh, what's that? Oh, I haven't even experienced the baseball team's advantages yet. Oh, let me guess. Driving balls home. I may be a swim coach, but I know a thing or two about other sports. Oh, God, let me guess. You're a pitcher. Oh, just wait, we handle them. Squeezing them. Manipulating them. You skipped first base altogether. And you're rounding second with your hands already on my tits. Oh, they fit like a glove, don't they? Oh, just perfect in your hands. Good point. I guess it's kind of hard to make out when I've got a huge basketball player dick in my mouth. Oh my god. Oh fuck, you're already rounding third, sliding my skirt off and slipping your hand into my panties. Oh fuck, yes. Oh, no, I haven't changed my mind about surprises. Just because I'm wet doesn't mean that I think this is okay, boys, but it kind of is the distraction I need. Yes, like a warm-up for tonight. Oh, fuck, that hole is warm and wet, isn't it? Yes, it is very important to warm up. Every coach knows that. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, let me feel those warm cocks in my hands. Maybe spit on them to get them wet. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, while I keep sucking. Oh, my God. Oh, I guess rugby players are big all over. So thick and muscular and hard. Oh, my God. Just feel this solid muscle in my hand. Oh, I can barely fit my tiny fist around this rugby cock. Not to mention this huge baseball bat. Oh, and God, I love that dunking technique. Yeah, use both hands to get it down. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. It's time to hit a home run. You want to drive that bat home. Yes. Why don't you sit down there? Oh, I'm going to slip my panties off. Yeah, let me climb up on that one. Oh, fuck. This is a hard one. Yeah. Yes, I do like how well you hit that sweet spot. Oh, yeah, it's so slick. Oh, fuck yeah. Slide it into home plate. Oh, fuck. And the gameplay just keeps going. With those big, warm, meaty rugby hands cupping my tits from behind as I ride this slugger. Yeah, and take all the five-pointers I can handle from this baller down my throat. Oh, fuck, it's a slick ride. Oh, really? What's the rugby advantage then? Oh, the scrum. Using your girth to force your way into tight spaces. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, that's some teamwork right there. Yes, I can feel his tan hands leaning over me and traveling up to my ass to help me spread open for you. Oh, fuck, but I don't think you're gonna fit. Oh, it's just too big. Oh, What? Oh, that's why you're the rugby captain. You're good at finding ways to slip through a hole, no matter how tight. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah, then prove it. You motherfucker. Oh, God, that's a thick rugby dick. Yes, I have heard that. Practice makes perfect. Oh, do it then. Practice your technique on my ass. Oh, God. Oh, it's so tight. Oh, yeah, you are a tight head, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Fuck, go deep. Yeah, rock it up into me. Oh, fuck, you're a big boy. Yeah, you're all big boys. Oh, feel that slugger. Oh, feel how tight my cunt got around your thick bat with him pulsing into my ass. Yeah, fuck. That's what he does best. Squeezes in. Oh, so tight. Oh, take it. Balls deep. Oh, speaking of balls deep, oh, I want to dribble on those again. Oh, fuck, those balls are so full. Oh, and I love how good you all are with your hands. Keeping my tits warm, running that slick drool from my mouth all over. Oh, fuck yes, I need it. I need it so bad. Yeah, shoot. Take the shot. I want that drink I was promised. I want to gulp that warm nut milk down. I want to be filled. Yes, yeah, by all of you. All at the same time. Oh, I want a triple header. You can do it, boys. I'm the coach. Give me what I want. You're here to show your team's appreciation, aren't you? I'll make them proud then. Oh, fill my fucking holes up. Yeah, now. Now take the win. Take it. Take it. Oh, fuck. Are the best. Just too bad you're not as good in the water as you are, well, playing the field. Oh, I can tell you don't mind hard work or getting wet, guys, but I have very few openings for new swim team members. As it is, I'm packed full. Shit. Speaking of my swim team, and being filled. They'll be here soon. Yeah, sorry, boys. The warm-up's over. I hate to admit it, but oh, that was exactly what I needed. However, you're not going to tell your coaches that, are you, boys? No, you're going to tell them that I couldn't accept your generous gifts. Simple. Because then you'll have an excuse to come back in a few days and try again. Oh, and they say jocks are dumb. Now, I've got to go clean up for my boys. Lock up on your way out, gentlemen. I'll see the three of you very soon.